I'm humored by the sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity that some people in this country accept concerning their representatives on the topic of global terror. Friends, it is not just America that I'm now addressing. I'm addressing the peoples, the governments, and the incumbent representatives on a global scale. We see these officials act rather strangely after the supposed terror attacks. They seem to conglomerate on cue and all ally themselves to condemn the acts, yet not the actors. And in the end, they ask the people to give up their rights while attempting to disarm them for the global good. And additionally, they attempt to forge new powers against the very people that they are supposed to represent. Now, concerning the current Obama administration in America, terror is nothing more than a created battering ram to end up government sovereignty in order to implement new totalitarian government and establish a global government. Just ask Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, when she said of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Adolf Hitler used the same methodology as well as the same philosophy in so many ways. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he himself created. His propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack, and all the while, it was Hitler who was the one that was doing the attacking. Hitler was also responsible for sending forth his brown shirts to incite the people to chaos so he could play the role of problem solver. 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until 12 million innocent people were slaughtered. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of America's Constitution, knew how dictators attempted to overthrow their subjects when he warned, "If tyranny or oppression come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy." Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. This is history simply repeating itself. We have a new devil, dictator wannabe, who thinks he has a new way of establishing an old plan. That plan has failed again and again. Why? It's because truth crushed to the earth will rise again and again and again and again. Our Heavenly Father will not be dethroned no matter how wise man thinks that he is. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, "Our government has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it." You would think that that was what America was told by the president on September 11th, 2001. Well, it was. What is so self-defeating to the American people is the fact that when Barack Hussein Obama talks of condemning terrorism, that there are some that actually believe what he is saying. I said some. America fails to recollect that it is this president entertaining America's sworn enemies within the four walls of the People's White House as he celebrates Ramadan. This president has sent F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood. He has given them aid to the known sum of over $1.5 billion. He has appointed the Homeland Security advisors with known terrorist ties, as well as releasing five more high-risk detainees from Gitmo just this last week. Now, don't forget the recent appointment of Representative Andre Carson to House Intelligence Committee neither. After the terror attacks in France where 17 people were slaughtered in their streets, we see Barry Satoro, President of the United States of America, fighting to stop anti-jihad articles back here at home. This is the tip of the iceberg with this administration, and do not forget about Barry Satoro in Europe calling for a new world order as he had stated, there is no other way. Or consider
Daniel Webster rightly
Brussels,
stated,
where he said,
"Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world." He also said, "I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail to properly scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I know for some it was repetitive, and I understand that they're doing their carnal reprobate job, put that up against Titus 1:16. But I'm being faithful to what the Lord has called me to do. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about continuously telling the people that the nation is under judgment and that the people do not repent. This is what's going to happen. Things are going to get worse. And they're going to get worse. And they're going to get worse. Look at Leviticus 26, starting verse 15. Go to the end of the chapter to 46. Go to Deuteronomy 28, friends. Start with 15. Go to the end of 68. And you'll see in great specificity as where America is at today. Now, I can hear people say, "I don't like to hear this." Listen, who does? Who does? Who applies for a job like this? Nobody does. Nobody applies for a job like this because it's the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh, John 3:6. But folks, I am telling you, common sense does come into play that if you fail to deal with the corrupt, they're going to continuously assail the people that allow them to be corrupt. And folks, here we are today. By doing nothing is adding strength to tyranny, and I'm about ready to show that to you. As a matter of fact, I got our friend on, John Whitehead, the lead attorney for Rutherford Institute, and he's going to tell you exactly what in fact is happening in your country right now under the guise of being sold the good guy, making America great again. Here, let me just put a little salt on your tongue real quick before he jumps on with me at the second segment. 130 executive orders in the first 100 days. Don't tell me that was not pre-planned, folks. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Donald Trump has signed on to 130 executive orders. By the way, if they're not congruent with the U.S. Constitution, they're null and void. We do a whole show on that. Those 130 executive orders have come down in the first 100 days of his second administration. Who's he attacking? Well, sweeping powers claimed in the name of security and efficiency. One president acting as a lawmaker, an enforcer, and a judge. No debate, no oversight, no limits. Folks, this is how a constitution dies. And oh my goodness, what comes to my aid right now is none other than Harry S. Truman when he said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, censorship, friends, it only has one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Now, if you look at the original definition, friends, of terrorism, which again is found in Oxford's English Dictionary, the original version, terrorism, folks, is defined as government by intimidation. You're seeing the very definition of a terroristic system of government that's at war with the people that it's supposed to serve. Now, I want to go back to something I said just a couple minutes ago. If you go back to Amos 6:3, which I made reference to, oh my goodness, 100 times, and it's like, Lord, what are we on? What are we doing now? What are we being led to do? Romans 8:14. Well, it says, you that put away from you the evil day, in other words, this will never happen, and cause the seed of violence to come near you. What caused, I ask, the seed of violence to come near unto a people? People that put it off, that act like it's just a theory. They fail to deal with corruption in the halls of government, within the halls or the pulpits of the American church. What is this doing? This is adding strength to tyranny. This is inviting more control over our lives. And folks, that's exactly why we got John Whitehead on with us today, to let you know how you are being undone, to let you know how you are being attacked right now under the guise of going after the illegal immigrants. And as I've said, friends, who allured them in the first place? People don't pay attention. They think for some reason this two-party system is for them, like to suggest one's good and one's bad. Nonsense. They're playing off of each other, friends, as they're dividing the American people and as the agenda goes forward. And if you remember right, Jesus said in Mark 3:25 that a system like that is set up to divide the American people. I want you to listen carefully to this. It's on a reel this morning, and I think it's advantageous.
Pay attention, boys and girls.
Listen.
Here's something that's going to slide under the radar because nobody really pays attention.
Listen carefully.
Except me. In front of the U.S. Supreme Court today, the Trump administration argued that they can arrest anyone at any time for any reason.
Just like I told you.
Whether they're a citizen or non-citizen. Yep. And ship them overseas to a prison outside of the United States. Now, they're talking about Venezuela, but they're saying they can do it at any time, anywhere, to any prison in the world outside of the U.S. for any reason they want.
Okay, now, I don't want to say that I told you so for the 1,000th time over the last 25 years on this radio show, because nobody likes to hear that. But, folks, I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you that this wasn't aimed only at the illegals. This is aimed at their political opposition. And that's all one has to do, is put two and two together to equal exactly what it equals, to understand when the DHS gave the definition of what a terrorist is or a domestic terrorist is, it was defining Americans, folks. It wasn't defining illegals. That will be their excuse. I'm showing people on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms on the left and the right. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. Folks, what I'm highlighting right now is from the NPR. Homegrowns are next. Trump hopes to deport and jail U.S. citizens abroad. That's what the excuse of the illegals is all about. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's just their opinion. No, this is coming directly from the People's White House. This is what you put back into the People's White House. And this is the headline from the President of the United States of America, corporate America, of course, the White House, strengthening and unleashing America's law enforcement to pursue criminals and to protect innocent victims. It didn't say anything about illegal immigrants. It said criminals. Criminals defined by who? The UN? The DHS? Corruption in the halls of government? You better bet your bottom dollar that's what this is all about, folks. And we are in it now. We are in it now. As I said earlier, over 130 executive orders in the first 100 days. And you're going to sit back and act like this is actually taking place legitimately? Nope.
These are all the warnings that the American people have failed to take heed to. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I wanted to give you a real quick heads up concerning where it is that we are going to be in the up-and-coming months here. Next month, Saturday, May 31st, Bloomington, Minnesota, we'll give you more details as they unfold. We're going to be at KHNC 1360 events on June 28th. Johnstown, Colorado. I'll give you more information and details as they unfold. We're going to be back in Ormond Beach, the conservative outlet there in Ormond Beach, Florida. That will be Saturday, August 2nd. And then we got the Minnesota State Fair up and coming for 12 days as well. Now, listen, folks, without further ado, what I want to do is I want to pull up our friend, our guest, none other than John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. And first of all, welcome to the show, John. How are you, my friend?
Oh, busy fighting what I see coming down the tracks, and it doesn't look good from the government.
Oh, I see that. As a matter of fact, I got your last email in front of me right now, and I'll just go ahead and itemize them, if you wouldn't mind addressing each one as I bring them up, John, concerning the 130 executive orders in under 100 days. What is that all about, and what does that entail?
Well, the government, I mean, the president's doing executive orders, is doing them either because of an emergency or a need to keep the government running, but none of that is existing right now. I think that what's come into Donald Trump's mind is the power of executive orders. I mean, they are, you know, again, they could do away with this person or that person if he really wants to. And they're really, really powerful. And, I mean, Monday, the one he issued Monday is, to me, is, again, I've written on this so much. The name of the executive order Monday is Strengthening and Unleashing, the word unleashing, America's law enforcement to pursue criminals and protect innocent citizens. He's basically, when you go through the executive order, you see, he's aiming at creating basically local military standing armies in our communities now that will be basically run by the federal government. But again, I predicted that many years ago in my book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, which people can pick up now. It's just like reading it as if it came out yesterday.
Yep.
Where I wrote about all the militarization that I was seeing coming to police, stuff across the country. I mean, with that, I mean, George Washington said it best. He said, do not have a standing army on American soil. And what he meant by that, well, that's what they faced, the American revolutionaries, the great ones who started this country. And they fought it tooth and nail and ended up getting shot and beaten and all that, and their homes raided because they fought back, because they did not want to live in a military compound. But that's exactly where we're headed right now.
Exactly. John, can I interject?
One more excuse.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to go ahead and say I want to interject something into that conversation. It's also interesting to note that you're making reference to the forefathers. It was also the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, called and named by his peers as the father of the Constitution, that said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And, you know,
exactly.
And here we are. And I don't think the American people, and as a matter of fact, I don't want to say the word I think. I absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind, believe that the American people actually believe that this is aimed at somebody else other than themselves. And that is happening, in fact, taking place today, because they take not the time to go back to Jeremiah 6:16 or to study history to understand that this is exactly how dictators apply unconstitutional laws. And that would be one of the things that I'd ask you concerning this, that which just came down from the White House with all of these executive orders. How many of them are actually congruent to the U.S. Constitution? And does it really matter at this point if they're constitutional or not? Because it just seems like the people will just go with whatever direction the wind blows coming from the people's White House.
Well, too, they're partially controlled by the media as well. The media, I don't trust the, especially the televised media today. You just got to be very, very careful what you say. Some of your leading journalists that have quit the big-time media have said they're controlled by the government, Carl Bernstein being one of them. And the point is that we have to learn to think on our own, folks, and that's what the Bill of Rights is all about. There's 10 of us, only 462 words. I started getting shocked 10 or 15 years ago when I was talking to teachers and students, and no one in the public schools knows anything about the Bill of Rights.
Yep.
And that we have a right to, you know, have our homes free of government intrusion. We have a right to say what we want to say without getting arrested. See, it's going to get to the point now where you say the wrong word in public. And many of the sci-fi movies have been predicting this, by the way, from the past, is you're going to get arrested or taken away. All it's going to take is a surveillance camera. I had friends that had been in China about 10 years ago. They said that while they were eating lunch in China, police cars would pull up, drag Chinese people off the street, throw them in a car, drive off with them, and no one even looked around.
Yep.
As if they were there. That's where we're coming in America if we don't stop this right now. We don't have much time at all. I mean, when you got a president, I mean, the local police today have MRAPs, which are tanks on tires. They're doing 80,000 SWAT team raids now annually. The FBI's doing SWAT team raids now on past veterans. Veterans are getting shot in their own homes for having something that might look like a gun. They're executing them, in other words.
Yep.
I'm a former veteran. That's offensive to me. The whole point is that this country has gone to the crazy, into the edge, and we've got to fight back. There's only one hope. You know, and again, one of the early books I wrote, we need a second American Revolution. And the great, this, again, I go back, most people don't realize this, but the ministers of early America basically fostered the revolution. They were the way people got news. There were no newspapers in many states. It was the ministers who came and said it's time to fight back. The Black Regiment,
yep.
These were ministers who came and stood in front of the pulpit, pulled out their rifles, and said it's time to fight back. There were three fundamental concepts in early America we need to get back. We need to know our rights, teach your kids the Bill of Rights. We have a Bill of Rights pamphlet kids can get and read and study and find out what their rights are. Resist and have future optimism because we are Christians. We're undergirded by a Christian religion that saw a founder named Jesus Christ who did not give up. He didn't turn his back and go, oh, well, I'm gonna go eat a piece of candy or something and get away from all this. He stood there and fought in the face of absolute tyranny and was torn apart for it. And if we want to be like anybody else, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who fought Hitler, said, when Christ calls, he calls us to come and die. In other words, we have to be willing to die for our faith. Without that, this country, in my opinion, is the way it's headed now, if this maintains with what Donald Trump's doing, we're moving into martial law. And listen to this. Most people don't get it. You were saying it, basically. They don't get it. It's time to wake up, folks. And it's going to take people like us and teachers who are willing to teach the Declaration of Independence and all those great documents that no one knows today.
Yeah, you were making reference to the Black Robe Regiment. As a matter of fact, I got them right up on my wall. John Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg was one of those guys, as well as were the Sons of Liberty that were setting up something called the Committee of Correspondence, where they were making the colonies aware of what was going on concerning the tyrant across the sea named King George during that particular time. You know, what comes to my aid right now is just the thought of what Eisenhower said, where the people, they prefer their privileges over their duties and their obligations, and they're about ready to find out it doesn't work that way, because what's happening is they're being... Ooh. They're literally being raped through encroachment right now by the said administration. And isn't it interesting, John, and I just want your take on this. I got about 2 minutes before a hard break. But if you look at the history of many dictators, they were loved by the people until they got into power, and then they overthrew the people to enslave them. And I don't think people understand that that's how it works, but that's what we're seeing in the United States of America, is one that's claiming to be there for the people when, in fact, he's actually adding strength to the tyrannical measures to assail those people that he's supposed to basically protect by magnifying the law. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's exactly what's happening. What you said is what's happening. We're moving into martial law. I mean, when you got a president saying the local police now need to be armed like the military, people will get blown away eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, will you be willing to get out here in the streets and march for freedom? Most people are going to be afraid when they see a bunch of military guys standing there with guns, and they want people to be afraid. Hitler said it, fear is the way you control the masses. And people get very fearful, in my opinion, because most people aren't trained like that now these days. And, I mean, people are afraid to even have a firearm in their home now and to protect themselves when the Founding Fathers gave us that right. So, you know, do you want to stand in the army in American soil and have your head beat in, or do you want to stop it now? Now's the time to stop it. And how you can stop it is, people don't realize it's the 10th Amendment gives local bodies, local governments, the right to overturn acts of the federal government. Local governments need to start saying, get military police out of our community.
Exactly. John, folks, we got John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute with us right now. We're going to go ahead and take a hard break. We'll be back in just a moment. Again, we got John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. And again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Hi, folks. Margie Bott here. Bradley Dean and this ministry are so amazing, and they follow God's words to a T, which is not an easy find in this country. Bradley shines a light on the darkness of the problems we all face. He speaks truth and gives us constitutional answers. I never miss a show.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing over the last 25 years. And if you'd like to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you got 10 to 15 articles from contributors all across the country that are in the culture war. As the Sons of Issachar knew the times, so do they. Matter of fact, one of those contributors is John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. He just happens to be one of our guests today. And we are talking right now, friends, as to what is in fact taking place. I started off the first segment highlighting one of his last articles, this directly from the Rutherford Institute, and it goes as follows: 130 executive orders in 100 days, and under 100 days, coming from Donald Trump. sweeping powers claimed in the name of security and efficiency. John, I want to go ahead and address that because, again, I don't think people understand that that's how tyrants operate. They throw words out there like security and efficiency when, in fact, it has to do with just the exact opposite. Can you go ahead and define what it is that you mean on your last article there concerning security and efficiency?
Well, security and efficiency to a fascist state is people obeying obediently, and that's it. You can't say the wrong word. I mean, if you study history, and again, it's detailed in my book, Battlefield America, where I go through and show how the Nazis did it very, very well. The communists did it way back in the days, too. They would watch people. Even people that would publish a poem in a newspaper could be considered a rebel. They don't want rebels. They want people who automatically line up and salute and say, Heil Hitler, Heil whoever. And that's what they want. And the one other element that's added here that's really not been with former tyrant regimes is AI now. And back in 2019, Trump signed an executive order on AI, putting it into the government's hands of how to deploy it when it came into power. When I saw Elon Musk move step forward in the Trump administration, I went, uh-oh, Silicon Valley, the people who run out AI are not going to be running the government. And that's exactly what we have. So you're going to have robotic units basically dictating to human beings how they should live their lives. And it's going to come so fast that, I mean, some of your biggest names now, two Yale professors just put out a journal in which they said that AI poses a threat to democracy itself. They're against employing it generally into the public. But Trump's already issuing orders, putting it into order. So, listen, robots, all that stuff is coming. Everything you're doing is being watched with this Doge fallacy, I'll call it, firing all these people and stuff. Musk is collecting all this information, all these files the federal government has, putting it into AI. We're all algorithms now. In other words, when you're walking down the street in some cities, those surveillance cameras watching you, can pick up your faith, and if you're considered a rebel, I consider within a short amount of time, I'd say within 10 years of this country, people are going to be picked up. You're going to start getting arrested. You're going to have these people coming to your door. When you have ICE agents now with masks on arresting people, whoever they might be, this is freaky. It's never happened in America before that I've known of it. Yep. The mask is scary stuff.
Yeah. Again, there's so much in what you're saying here, John. It literally sounds like you've been listening to the show for the last 25 years. I mean, you're saying the exact stuff, and I believe it's just the Lord bestowing prophetic giftings that we might not serve dumb idols, which is found in 1 Corinthians 12, enough to pay attention concerning what's going on in this country, and it's not hard to see. As a matter of fact, John, I remember back in the 80s, when I was still living in the world and doing the rock and roll thing, I remember hearing people talk about what was going to happen concerning television and how it's going to go to hand phones and it's going to go to satellite and it's going to go to computer. And boy, oh boy, did that happen quick. And everybody during that particular time said, there's no way they're going to have a TV in everybody's home and not everybody's going to have what they call the internet, so on and so forth. And yet here we are. And now I'm hearing you talking about within 10 years. I think you're giving them the benefit of the doubt. I think it's going to happen a lot quicker than that. Matter of fact, I believe much as...
I think it's already happening.
Yes.
It's already happening.
I believe it too.
We just don't know about it.
Right.
You know, you're dealing with a group that's helped people, like Brandon Robbins. If you go look his case up, the guy who just did some emails and stuff, and the FBI and all the big agencies came and arrested him and took him away and put him in a mental hospital. We got him out. It took a while. We fought for him, an ex-Marine. But they're doing that already. They're arresting people. We've had a number of cases where somebody publishes just a short two-sentence email on the Internet, and next day FBI agents arrive at the door and talk to them about it.
In America.
They're coming, folks. They're already here.
Yep. Yeah, you know.
In America. They're already here.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of curious again, and we understand that they're not operating according to the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. They're operating as they say they're just doing their job when in fact they're not doing their job.
Who are these individuals? You brought that up just a moment ago concerning the masks on. And I got to tell you, that has gone through me 15 different times too in 15 different ways, John, as the who are the people that they're using to round up the people under the guise of, or should I say, under the premise that they're going after illegals? Because my objective and what I've always seen is this is aimed at their political opposition. And I guarantee you that is exactly where this is going right now under the guise of going after the illegals. And obviously you're seeing this in the courts all across the country. And now you're telling us that's exactly who it's aimed at. What give us an example concerning the guy that they threw in the mental hospital. What did that case look like, John?
It looked like a normal case where a guy was home doing video games and stuff. And all of a sudden, someone said he may be dangerous. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And bingo, they go and grab him. that's all it will take now. It's going to be someone. It's the future. It's what George Orwell wrote about in 1984. It's all coming true, folks. It's already here. That's what I'm saying. Most people can't see it. It can come up into your face and bang them. When it bangs them over their head, I think people will start seeing it, but then it may be too late.
Exactly.
What I'm telling people is we have some time now, possibly a decade, to slow this thing down, but we're going to have to move fast. But here's the thing. They're already organized, and they're watching us. They've been organized for years. Like, if you go back and see my book, Battlefield America, where I talk about it some years ago, I thought I was predicting the future, but I was silly. I was actually writing about what was happening in America that day is starting to happen. And that's once you have a standing army on American soil, you're losing. You're going to lose. The local police should not be a standing armor. They're there to protect you and your local communities, not engage and not work with the FBI, which many of them do now. They're working with the FBI, the CIA, and NSA. Local police are. And you're not going to know who you're operating with, folks. So what I'm saying is it's time to get in your local governments and take them over and fight for the 10th Amendment and get them out of your communities, or you're going to see your, like, it's going to happen to you. All you got to do is say, I'm tired of this stuff, I'm not going to stand up for it anymore, and bingo, you're going to be gone.
Yeah, isn't that a novel idea to actually have to stand up and fight for your God-given rights like our forefather did? It seems to me, John, that there's so many people in this country that want to sit in the lap of luxury. They want to enjoy the freedoms that others sacrifice to give them. And then when it's their time or opportunity, as I put it, to stand up and prove the God of Israel on their behalf for their generation, Psalm 71, 18 and 19, for some reason or another, it's time for them to get up and run. I believe people like that, John, don't deserve the freedoms that they have. I really do. It's desecrating the memories of those that fought, bled, and died, fighting against the very tyrants that they themselves are now submitting to in the halls of government, and it sickens me to the core. I got you for about four more minutes. We're talking with John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. By the way, John, if you want to go ahead and give your URL out, please do so now. I got one more question I want to ask you before the end of the show. But again, what is your URL and how do people get a hold of you if they need to talk to John Whitehead?
Go to Rutherford.org. It's Rutherford.org. We're a nonprofit, defends people in the courts. We're a legal organization. We put out commentaries to try to alert people and educate them to their values and their rights, and we're there to protect. We're a nonprofit. We live off of donations, and again, we find so many people now today that need help, and we're helping lots of folks out across the land, but it's becoming more and more and more of a problem. What I'm trying to say is that we don't have much time. I mean, it's education precedes action, I say.
Amen.
If you're not educated on what your country's about, you're going to get it. What I'm saying. This country was built, again, it was people like the great historian Alexis de Tocqueville when he came over to early America.
Yep.
He was blown away. He said, wait a second, America is broken with the past. It's not like Rome and all those other countries. This place is run by local governments.
Yeah.
That's what we need. A country run by local government.
Yeah, he was also the guy that found the greatness wasn't in the halls of government, and he went around the whole plethora of different areas, and then he came back and said, until I entered into the church, did I understand its greatness?
because they were thundering forth the word of God. Amen. I can feel that we're having church right now. Okay, so I want to leave people on a positive note with you, John. I got you for two more moments. What would you convey to the people that are listening now as to, and I know you've said it, but give it more particular embodiment, if you would, paint a better picture shortly, if we could, telling the people what it is that they need to do concerning what, in fact, is going on in their country, and what do they need to do to preserve it?
Education precedes action. I mean, I go to our website, Rutherford.org, get educated. We got all the information on there for you folks that will give you the information you need. And once you get educated, get with your neighbors and friends and educate them and get a movement going. We need movements. I mean, a lot of the things we've seen in this country that have changed for the good over time have been movements where people have gotten together, started to march in the streets, march in front of public buildings, and they're going to fight you. But that's why groups like us exist out there. We
Amen.
Fight to defend you.
Amen.
And let's get out there and show this country that there are people with guts.
Amen.
To fight their religion and principles.
Amen. Well, thank you, John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to try to catch up on a couple issues that we needed to get to yesterday, but we didn't have time. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Welcome back again. Final segment, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You know, I didn't get a chance to say if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com,
that, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We do our homework here. As a matter of fact, just over the last week and a half, I read 5 books on things that matter and the importance of who we are. And see, so going back to our guest, John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute, isn't it interesting? All the references that he's bringing forth are those of our forefathers and making reference to the Word of God. And he's in the fight. And it's guys like that that preserve what we have today. But here he comes, 75 years old, I'm guessing, trying to tell the American people what's been going on for what? Probably 40 years of his life. And the people don't listen until it happens to them. Well, it's happening to them. And again, what's also interesting to note is the guise of what you're being sold right now is being sold by the guy that's going to make America great again. And John is calling it a dictatorship. And what you see going on in your country, folks, this is how history repeats itself. There are, hey, folks, the said conservatives of the day, what's scary about many of them more than not is they think they know what they're talking about. And they don't. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men, Matthew 5:13. And that's why we continuously make reference to the fact that they're yesterday's liberals. They are. They're lawless. They never bring about resolve to the answers that we need in this country. And the answer falls within the hands of the American people and understanding that we, the people, are the government. And as John said, until those people become knowledgeable concerning who they are, they're not going to be able to fight anything. They're going to be worthless. The devil's not even going to be able to use you. That's a bad place to put yourself. I want to go over and do my best to do a little cleanup today. The other day, we were talking about how many of these governors across the United States, they're plants. I just want to make clear that you understand. They're plants. They're appointed to be there. Many of the attorney generals, we found out, I believe 26 of them are funded by an international war criminal named George Soros. Okay? They're not there by chance. And no, they were not voted in by the American people. And let me say it again. And no, they were not voted in by the American people. But when it comes to the likes of what they did vote in, they are the ones that are trying to tell you how smart they are. This is how smart they are. They're not paying attention to the fact that nothing that this man is doing, Donald Trump, is constitutional. It's not upright. It's not lawful. It's unconstitutional. And all these executive orders under the guise of him having all authority, saith the Supreme Court. Isn't it interesting? They just hate Donald Trump, but when he gets there, they all agree with him. That he is the executive. He can go ahead and do whatever he wants to. In other words, he is the law. I am here to tell you, you Americans are the law. He is a representative under Article 6, Section 2, and it is his job to enforce the laws that are already there. In fact, when you look at Article 2, Section 3, you're going to find just that. And if you go over to the courts, starting from the Supreme all the way down, their job is to discover God's law and apply it. Nothing more. Nothing less. And when they do that, they're sitting during good behavior. When they're not doing that, they're sitting during what? Bad behavior, acting as activists and legislating from the bench. That's all criminal conduct. And that's why the people, when they're becoming knowledgeable and understand who they are and the power that they have under God, they impeach and they prosecute. But let's go back to these governors. I brought up the Colorado governor, Jared Polis, some time ago. For all of you listening to me live right now, I tried to tell you that they're pedophiles, they're extorted men, they're scoundrels. That's why they're warring against you and your God-given rights. They're doing what they're told because if they don't, they're going to be ousted. Well, when it comes to the likes of a Jared Polis, I did a video on him 15 years ago. Folks, he's a pedophile. Colorado, he's a pedophile. Do you not remember the video that I played probably 4 or 5 months ago now of a said representative that was in there actually doing his job? Praise God for good government. Praise God for those that are doing their job. Without them, we wouldn't be here. That's a mercy of God. But do you remember he came out and said that they were basically introducing a bill to criminalize pedophiles? Folks, we don't need another bill. There's already laws in place. Read Luke 17:2. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend a little one.
Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose. That's what the Lord said. Also read Exodus 22, and you're going to see how the Lord does not tolerate this. And it's also interesting, the criminals in jail, they don't tolerate it neither. That's why many pedophiles don't live when they get there. Okay? But what I want you to pay attention to is this representative, when he introduced the bill, every single, what they call unconstitutionally, the left, the Democrats, which does not exist constitutionally, every single one of them voted it down. Every one of them. How could it be otherwise? What are they doing? They're protecting each other. I believe it's Utah that just passed a bill that if you prey on a child, you get the death sentence. That's right. Oh, I can tell you this. We didn't need for that because those bills were already in place. Those laws are already in place a long time ago. They're introducing stuff that's already in our laws, in state statute. I don't know why they're doing this, but I think that they want to reintroduce something like it wasn't there before, but it's always been there. I can tell you this. The people I know, if you touch their kids, folks, it's all over. It's all over for that pedophile. It's a promise. They're not listening to these corrupt judges, injustices. They're not listening to that nonsense. Absolutely not. They're not going along with all of this corruption, this abominable, felonious activity that you're finding in the halls of government. And by the way, who's introducing all of this demoralization to Europeanize America? Your said representatives working with corruption in the Mockingbird media, the CIA-controlled media. It needs to be put to a stop, and only the people are going to be able to do that. But let me go back now to Colorado. And here's one of those, and just like John said, and I hate saying it, but I got to say it. I told you so. This is brand new, and I want to show you what happens when the people stand down concerning these sorts of crimes and how you add strength to tyranny. Let's go over to Colorado really quick and listen to this.
Colorado people who live there understand that that state is under siege by the worst form of degenerates under Jared Polis, the head of the Governors Association of the country. So what are they doing now? His hometown, Boulder, Colorado, is partnering with CU Boulder and the Renee Crown Wellness Clinic. They're at CU Boulder to put on a literal sex.
Did you hear that, folks? Did you hear what she just said?
Camp for kids.
Sex
These are kids
camp
who
have just
come out of fourth grade, right? It's kids who are
in
going
Colorado.
Fifth grade to, I think they said, basically 9 years old to 15 years old. They're putting on a summer sex camp. Don't worry, it's free, because CU Boulder and the Crown family are going to fund it. What are they going to be talking about? Gosh, they're going to cover sexy talk with your nine-year-olds. They're going to talk about everything that your body does. They're going to talk about the things that you don't learn in school. But the problem with Colorado is you learn everything in school. You learn gay sex in school now. You learn every form of positive, affirming sexual contact.
How could it be otherwise? Does anybody realize this is criminal activity? Does anybody got a bit of common sense left within themselves? If this would have been introduced in the 80s or even in the 90s, folks, those people would have been hauled off to jail for a long, long time at least. That is if they made it to jail. Do you see how far the people have let these criminals, these pedophiles, these reprobates, these abominable human beings have gone, and how far they have let them do the things that they want them to do, or what they've been allowed to do? They're zeroing in on your kids.
There is out there in Colorado public schools now, thanks to comprehensive sex education.
No, it's not thanks to comprehensive sex education. It is thanks to the parents that are dropping the kids off to be illegally indoctrinated by their sworn enemies. It's time that these said parents in Colorado take responsibility for their own kids, 22 verse 6 of Proverbs, and quit blaming their enemies for what they're allowing them. As a matter of fact, what they're actually delivering up to their enemies to deliver up to their enemies, I said, folks, in raising them up by what? Making a prey out of them. And the parents know it, but the parents keep sending them to a public school to be raised by their sworn enemies. And you want to sit there and blame them? You're the one that's an accomplice. You're the one that's giving them an opportunity to do it in the first place. Shame on you. See how it all comes right back to the responsible party, friends? It's a law unto itself. isn't it? Yep. Numbers 32-23, folks. But in Colorado, you folks better understand what's going on from the top to the very bottom. And if you didn't have your kids in public school, they couldn't be doing the things that they're doing in the first place. Period. And if you would enforce the law against them, they wouldn't be sitting in a school indoctrinating or making a prey out of anybody. 1 John 3:18. See ya.